digital age.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
76 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Topeka, 79 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Stay with us in our next half hour. We will have an update of news headlines. We will tell you about the press conference that former President Donald Trump gave today at Mar-a-Lago. Before we get to 4 o'clock, Wichita is currently in the process of selling its single-family public housing units, but at least 100 families were still living in the homes as of last December. Where exactly are they going to go?
For at least half, if not most, of the tenants of public housing, this is not a welcome move, and it ends up being a fairly significant disruption in their lives.
Coming up in just about 25 minutes, we'll hear from several Wichita public housing tenants about what the change means for them. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Quick program note, the BBC Proms is back on KPR this summer, beginning tomorrow night, showcasing the most memorable performances of this year's Proms, the UK's annual celebration of classical music. Opening night includes the very famous Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Proms are back tomorrow night at 7 on your KPR One stations.
Support for NPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up, and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next. It's 81 degrees in Emporia, 76 in Abilene. It is 3:30.
Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 683 points at the close. The Nasdaq Composite up 464. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is now the leader of a group representing Democratic governors in the U.S. Kelly has been promoted to chair of the Democratic Governors Association. She's taking over for Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who was selected as the running mate for Democrat Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. Sam Newton of the association says Kelly will help lead efforts to raise funds and will campaign for Democratic gubernatorial candidates.
It's especially foreign given her experience winning multiple races in a really tough state and then bringing both sides together.
Kelly said in an announcement that the DGA helped her win election in Kansas, which is a strongly Republican state, in both 2018 and 2022. Democrat Wanda Brownlee Page defeated sitting lawmaker Marvin Robinson II in a pivotal primary contest for the Kansas House of Representatives. With no Republicans running, Page will automatically win her November election to the 35th House District in Wyandotte County. Robinson had angered many other Democrats by siding with Republicans on transgender and health care issues. Page says she will support increasing access to health care for low-income Kansans.
I want to work on Medicaid expansion. I think that's critical because too many people are uninsured.
Top Republicans in the Kansas State House have argued expanding Medicaid would be too expensive. The Wichita School District is launching an experimental micro school in hopes of luring back families who have left public schools. The Creative Minds program will feature a one-room schoolhouse set up with about 20 students from kindergarten to sixth grade. It will be housed at the for-profit Learning Lab space inside Wichita's Union Station downtown. Rob Dixon with Wichita School says the pilot project will start next week. It's designed to appeal to private or homeschool families who want something different for their kids.
We targeted those families to find out, like, all right, what was it? What was the reason you exited Wichita Public Schools? Could we, you know, entice you to come back, and what would that look like?
The Wichita District will pay Learning Lab $6,000 a year to rent the space. It will not provide transportation or meals for students. Leaders plan to collect feedback from parents, and they could expand the program if it is successful. This is KPR. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
Prior NPR News in Tamworth, England.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The city of Wichita is in the midst of selling about 350 single-family public housing units scattered throughout the town. About one-third of them were still occupied as of last December. Where do tenants go when those homes sell? KMUW Celia Hack spoke with several to find out.
On a lazy Sunday,
it was no longer a house. It was my home. We're here forever. And next generations will be in this home.
I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
This story comes to us courtesy of the Kansas News Service. If you'd like to hear more from KMUW, KNS, check it out at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We'll get the latest from the Paris Olympics, focusing today on track and field. We'll also get you an update on what is going on with those two astronauts who've been stranded on the International Space Station due to vehicle issues. Those stories and much more still to come. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Multiple double-up programs available to match SNAP dollars. Learn more at the Market Info booth Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire.
This is your place for NPR News. KPR, Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is...
10 years ago, Michael Brown's death led to a fresh push for police reform in Ferguson, Missouri. We speak with the community about its ongoing fight on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. A great way to start off your day with the latest news from around the region and around the world. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Insperity, providing HR services and technology, from payroll, benefits, and HR compliance to talent development. Learn more at Insperity.com/HR Matters. And the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, Kansas's largest library with more than 5.8 million items across multiple campus locations. Information on community resources and upcoming events at lib.ku.edu.
It's 79 degrees in Topeka. It is 78 in Lawrence. It is 4:06.
In Bern, in Orlando.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, lots of other frequencies all around the state, or always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, offering student rentals of all violin family instruments for next semester and rehair and restoration of student and fine bows. More at BeautifulMusicViolinShop.com.
Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, we are going to get an update of news headlines. We will talk about security at the Olympics. Some 15 million people are expected to have attended the Games. How to keep all those people safe? It is a top priority for the French government. They've brought in some soldiers. How is this business with the terrorist threat that was uncovered regarding Taylor Swift concerts in Austria? It's sort of related to all of it. We are going to do a roundup of what they're looking for with security at the Olympics. We will also revisit Lahaina. I have a conversation with State Senator Angus McKelvey of Hawaii about how that community is faring 1 year after devastating wildfires in West Maui. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting two nights of musical storytelling with Gilbert and Sullivan's comedic opera about the legal system, Trial by Jury. August 15th and 17th at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, very pleasant temperature for the next few days, highs tomorrow in the mid-70s under partly sunny skies, currently 77 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Topeka, 79 in Manhattan. It is 4:20.
Made clear to me that change was on the horizon and that it was our mandate.
Hear from the community 10 years later as they continue to seek reform. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Tonight, mostly clear, less humid, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. It's 4:30.
NPR News, Mumbai.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is now the leader of a group representing Democratic governors in the U.S. Kelly has been promoted to chair of the Democratic Governors Association. She's taking over for Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who was selected as the running mate for Democrat Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. Sam Newton of the Association says Kelly will help lead efforts to raise funds and will campaign for Democratic gubernatorial candidates.
It's especially important given her experience winning multiple races in a really tough state and then bringing both sides together.
Kelly said in an announcement that the DGA helped her win election in Kansas, a strongly Republican state, in both 2018 and 2022.
The Wichita School District is launching an experimental micro-school in hopes of luring back families who have left public education behind. The Creative Minds program will feature a one-room schoolhouse setup with about 20 students from kindergarten to sixth grade. It will be housed at the for-profit Learning Lab space inside Wichita's Union Station downtown. Rob Dixon with Wichita Schools says the pilot project will start next week. It's designed to appeal to private or homeschooling families who want something different for their kids.
We targeted those families to find out, like, all right, what was it? What was the reason you exited Wichita Public Schools? Could we, you know, entice you to come back, and what would that look like?
The Wichita District will pay Learning Lab $6,000 a year to rent the space. It will not provide transportation or meals for students. Leaders plan to collect feedback from parents, and they could expand the program if it's successful. With the help of a dog named Shadow, Lawrence police seized more than 30 pounds of meth and cocaine yesterday. Authorities say a police officer and his canine were conducting a routine security sweep at a local transportation facility when Shadow detected the presence of illegal drugs in a piece of luggage. Inside, police uncovered 33 pounds of meth and 1.26 pounds of cocaine. Investigators will forward the suspected drugs to the KBI for laboratory testing and to determine whether fentanyl is contained within the drugs. So far, no one has stepped forward to claim the luggage, and no arrests have yet been made. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Abilene, 82 in Chanute. The time is 4:35.
The applause dies down. You can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, lots of other frequencies as well. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're here with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next 30 minutes, more on the foiling of a planned terrorist attack in Vienna at a Taylor Swift concert. We will also learn more about Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick, Tim Walz, and his stance on climate change. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight and less humid, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the mid 70s. 77 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Chanute. It's 10 minutes before 5.
The next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. We simulcast Morning Edition. I hope you join us. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 79 degrees in Topeka. It's 5 o'clock.
Helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org.
It's 78 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, Thank you so much for listening to KPR. It means the world to us. It is our privilege to serve this region. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, extremism experts say far-right groups are behind the recent race riots in the United Kingdom.
They use the latest tricks on social media, even AI, to manipulate images to spread disinformation.
Muslims, immigrants, people of color, all targets of the violence. We'll get you the details in just about 20 minutes. That will be followed by a special report on what's happening with Wichita Public Housing. They are selling off a lot of single-family public housing units. What about the tenants who don't really want to leave? We will look into it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays, 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live. We'll be hearing an excerpt from the Sunflower Music Festival. That's followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. Hey, it's Tango Thursday. So tonight, you'll do some real soul searching with the tango. Also, Scott Joplin's Searchlight Rag and the great Jacqueline Dupre's Elgar Cello Concerto, all coming up on KPR. Mostly clear skies tonight, less humid, lows in the upper 50s. Temperatures pretty nice for the next several days. Highs in the mid-70s tomorrow, upper 50s for a low tomorrow night. High in the upper 70s for Saturday with a slight chance of rain.
Support.
That's what actually made clear to me that change was on the horizon and that it was our mandate.
Hear from the community 10 years later as they continue to seek reform on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. It is Morning Edition, a great way to get caught up on all the news from overnight and more.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
1,000 canceled flights. Delta declined to comment, citing pending litigation. For NPR News, I'm Marlon Hyde in Atlanta.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 683 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is now the leader of a group representing Democratic governors in the U.S. Kelly has been promoted to chair of the Democratic Governors Association. She's taking over for Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who was selected as the running mate for Democrat Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. Sam Newton of the association says Kelly will help lead efforts to raise funds and will campaign for Democratic gubernatorial candidates.
It's especially important given her experience winning multiple races in a really tough state and then bringing both sides together.
Kelly said in an announcement that the DGA helped her win election in Kansas, which is a strongly Republican state, in both 2018 and 2022. Democrat Wanda Brownlee Page defeated sitting lawmaker Marvin Robinson II in a pivotal primary contest for the Kansas House of Representatives. With no Republicans running, Page will automatically win her November election to the 35th House District in Wyandotte County. Robinson had angered many other Democrats by siding with Republicans on transgender and health care issues. Page says she will support increasing access to health care for low-income Kansans.
I want to work on Medicaid expansion. I think that's critical because too many people are uninsured.
Top Republicans in the Kansas State House have argued that expanding Medicaid would be too expensive. With the help of a dog named Shadow, Lawrence police seized more than 30 pounds of meth and cocaine yesterday. Authorities say a police officer and his canine were conducting a routine security sweep at a local transportation facility. Shadow detected the presence of illegal drugs in a piece of luggage. Inside that luggage, police uncovered 33 pounds of meth and 1.26 pounds of cocaine. Investigators are forwarding the suspected drugs to the KBI for laboratory testing and to determine whether fentanyl is contained within the drugs. So far, no one has stepped forward to claim that luggage. No arrests have yet been made. Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight. A bit less humid, lows in the upper 50s. Pleasant temperatures for the next several days. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. On Saturday, we're expecting a high in the upper 70s. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from this station
in Tamworth, England.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The city of Wichita is in the midst of selling about 350 single-family public housing units. They're scattered throughout the city. About one-third of them were occupied as of last December. So where do tenants go when those homes sell? KMUW's Celia Hack spoke with several to find out.
Anawazi Rainey is one of them. After closing on her house in April, she said the property felt different to her.
It was no longer a house. It was my home. We're here forever. And next generations will be in this home.
I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
That story came to us from KMUW via the Kansas News Service, examining all kinds of topics, most of them related to public policy. You'll find more of them at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
You are listening to KPR, listener-supported public radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Another hour of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off, as usual, with an update of news headlines. In our next half hour, track and field events at the Paris Olympics. We will speak with Brian Mann, who is there. Juana Summers talks with him. And we'll get an update on those astronauts who are stuck on the International Space Station for the time being. It's all coming up on KPR. 79 degrees in Topeka, 79 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 6.
1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From Indiana University, committed to moving the world forward and working to tackle some of society's biggest challenges. 9 campuses, 1 purpose, creating tomorrow today. More at iu.edu. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
10 years ago, Michael Brown's death led to a fresh push for police reform in Ferguson, Missouri. We speak with the community about its ongoing fight on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. We should be dancing. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It is 78 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.